And obviously, it's good from a legal standpoint as well, because then people see that, you know, there wasn't an issue, and then there is, or there was an issue, and then it hadn't been rectified. They can pinpoint who actually didn't, you know, solve the error, or who did, in regards to, you know, if someone wants to, you know, make sure they're not getting reprimanded. Now, it probably works on site as well, isn't it? Because I know there's a bit of a future implementation that you want to have. Can you tell me a bit more about that?
So in the likelihood that something is actually missed, you could go on site, you see an issue that should be resolved, you're able to take a photo of it and upload that directly to Wallboard as an issue. You can then assign that to someone just like you would a normal crash issue.
So I guess that means that it's fully responsive for all mobile devices?
Yep. It works everywhere. Mobiles, tablets, toasters, anywhere you want it, you can use it. So
if your toaster has that functionality, Wallboard will work on it. Now, we've mentioned Navisworks quite a few times and how there's a native Wallboard plugin for that Autodesk product. Are there any other plugins, are there any others in the works?
Wallboard's ecosystem is planned to grow. First off, we plan on supporting Revit, then OpenBCF in the near future. And really, we're sitting back listening to users all the time, seeing what they want, see what they use on a day-to-day basis, and how we can integrate better with their workflows, and how we can bring that information into Wallboard and put Wallboard back into their app.
Yeah, right. So Wallboard's website, it states that there's built-in Synergy messaging, which is something you mentioned a little bit earlier on, and also there's CDE storage, which comes with certain subscriptions. So does that mean, as well as being a crash detection interface, that Wallboard can also be used as a common data environment as well? Can models be viewed within it, or is it just the clashes?
Wallboard isn't a CDE storage, and it doesn't come with messaging. These are three separate platforms that come together as one, which is the whole Synergy idea behind the products that we push out. So Wallboard grants access to the CDE storage platform and the Synergy messaging platform, but as Wallboard itself is its own product.
Right, no, okay, that's fine. So also, there are three price points on the website as well that I've noted. Brilliantly named Paladin, Warlock and Sorcerer. Now, they differ in CDE storage and the number of projects that can be utilised at one particular time, depending on which subscription you go for. So can you explain the process of managing several projects using Wallboard?
So these are very generic plans and can be customised to suit an individual's needs. So if you take Paladin, for example, that has two projects. But at any time, if you need to expand how many projects you have, you can add a project, no problem, and it doesn't interfere with any of the other projects you've got. If you need to increase your storage space, it's the same type of process.
So I guess you've got to ring up and, you know, ask for, you know, I want more, can I, you know,
Within Wallboard itself, you can quickly press a button and you'll get a project assigned, and that'll go into your subscription plan.
Right, okay, itself. That's nice and easy then. Pretty good. Now, Callum, it's been good chatting to you, and before we get into the quickfire questions as well, we've got to talk about Autodesk University. Like, brilliant launch for Wallboard. Things have been going really well so far. So what's next for the platform?
So with Wallboard, we've got so much planned. We've got Synergy messaging, we've got the CDE storage. Going on further from that, we've got the whole model in the browser plan, so you can see clashes in 3D. You can see problems that may arise that might not have been detected by Navisworks, or things that should just be changed generally within a coordination meeting. And then that takes collaboration down to the mobile device as well, so you can connect, everybody in the meeting can connect, and they can all see the same model.
Lots of plans for the future, Callum, and the immediate future is seeing you answer the quickfire questions as part of Crunch Time, because we've learned about you professionally and what you're doing at Wallboard and Space Applied Technologies, and now we're going to learn a bit about you personally as well. So we've got a couple of quickfire questions for you to answer and let everyone listening know a bit more about you. So, if you're ready...
I'm ready.
Yeah, it's crunch time. So, which three celebrities, alive or dead, would you invite to a dinner party and why?
Morgan Freeman for his voice, Carl Sagan for his science, and Bill Nye because he's a comedian.
Yeah, you need to meet someone with a funny bone, don't you? Yeah. Morgan Freeman, though, he's played God.
Yeah, exactly.
Why wouldn't you want him there? Now, what is an interesting fact about yourself?
I'm surprisingly good at scraping my wing mirrors along McDonald's self-service windows.
Now, what is your biggest phobia?
Like many people, I'm not too keen on heights. I'm yet to discover whether it's the height or the falling. That's a scary part.
Fair enough. What's your favourite food?
Chicken tikka from the local Indians.
Nice. Now, PS4, Xbox One, Wii U, or a good old-fashioned PC?
I'm a good old-fashioned PC. As many people would say, it's the master race, but...
As a developer, I'm not surprised. Mm. Definitely not. Now, name the two objects that you would take with you on a desert island.
A leaf blower and a bin lid. And that would help my perfect escape plan.
Right, okay. I have no idea, everyone. No idea. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would you be and why?
Either a turtle or a sloth. Like myself, they seem pretty laid back.
Good combo to me. And finally, what's your favourite website to visit?
At work, Stack Overflow. Mm-hmm. It solves problems that don't even exist yet. And at home, Reddit gets you caught up on worldly news.
Exactly, and you didn't do the cliched answer of Bim Crunch. Obviously, you love it anyway. Yeah. Who wouldn't? Now, Callum, it's been brilliant chatting to you. And before you go, where can people find Warboard online, on social media, anything like that?
Warboard.co.uk and at SAT Warboard.